Right. Very good. How are you today? You doing well?
大家好吗今天?
Good, good. I'm glad about that. Let me just get situated here and all that good stuff. I've been awake, it feels like, for every hour this week.
So, 非常高兴再次有这个机会来到弟兄姐妹中间传讲主的信息。
And so I may have to adjust my voice with some water. We've had a work team from West Virginia here this week doing a lot of work on our property.
我刚刚从这个 Virginia 这个地方回来有点疲累，请为我祷告。
All right, very good. Well, it's good to be with you. Hey, listen, today we are concluding. I've been doing a series of messages titled Mission Possible, and we're going to conclude this series today by looking at two verses in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, and that they deal with a man named Jabez.
So, 我们今天是在我们这个过去几个礼拜来所讲的在神凡事都能这个系列当中，今天是最后一次。今天的讲道的经文注重在历代志上第四章第九到第十节，特别注意到一个人物，他的名字叫亚比士。
And it's here in this passage where we find this man named Jabez buried in this long list of genealogies, and it goes on for the first nine chapters of First Chronicles.
这个很奇妙的就是这个人物就在历代志上九章头几章在家谱当中突然间出现，就是这两节圣经。等一下我要跟大家分享。
And it's likely that by the time we actually reach, if we were reading through today, by the time we reach this short story about Jabez, that we would be so bored with the genealogy that we may just want to skip right over the story about who he is.
当我们读这个家谱的时候，我们一直读下去的时候，我们就很快就发现我们就比较疲累疲倦。快要就是放弃了。突然间有两节圣经出现。
But as we're looking at this story of Jabez, it's important for us to know that nowhere else does this author stop to mention about someone's story while listing the descendants of the 12 tribes of Israel.
在犹大支派当中的家谱我们就发现在这个繁琐的家谱的名单当中，这个亚比士这个名字的出现一定有它特别的意义。
And because of that, it kind of lets us know that Jabez and his story is important to the author. And because Jabez is then important to the author, then he really should be important to us as well.
So, 很显然，亚比士这个人对这个写作历代志上这个作者呢是非常重要。既然对他作者很重要，同样的对我们也一样很重要。
And so as we read this verse or passage here in just a moment, we're going to find out that we really don't have a lot of information about Jabez or his story, but it's significant that what Jabez is remembered for is not for what battle he won or what magnificent building he erected, but that he's remembered for one simple thing, and that is because he simply prayed.
很奇妙的，这个人物亚比士呢，只有在两节圣经出现，所以我们对他的了解呢，实在之不深。他之所以被人家纪念，并不是因为他是一个大能的勇士，也并非他立了很多纪念他的碑，乃是他的祷告成为我们今天属灵的功课。
And so let's read that prayer today if you're following along, and then we're going to spend our remaining time talking about how this prayer of Jabez impacts our life and impacts the church.
首先我们把这两节经文读一遍，然后我们看看在生活当中对我们有什么应用，对教会有什么冲击，对我们社会有什么影响。
So here we go, you can follow along. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 through 10. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain.
历代志上第四章第九节，亚比斯比他众弟兄更尊贵，他的母亲给他起名叫亚比斯，意思说我生他甚是痛苦。
And Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted him his request.
第10节, 亚比斯求教以色列的神说, 圣愿你祝福于我, 扩张我的警戒, 常与我同在, 保佑我, 不遭患难, 不受艰苦, 神就应允他,
All right, so as we read this, and even though we don't know much about Jabez, I think these verses really kind of clue us in on some significant characteristics of who he is. And so I want to encourage us to take notes together to talk about some of these characteristics.
虽然这两节圣经给我们的资料不多, 但是从这两节圣经当中呢, 我们可以学习一个属灵的功课, 也可以看到这个亚比斯, 这个人有什么特色?
So the first characteristic as we're looking at the life of Jabez is this. Jabez didn't let his past or his present determine his future.
亚比斯第一个, 特征我们可以学习的就是他不让他的过去, 不让他的现在来决定他的未来。
Verse 9 tells us that his mother named him Jabez, which means he was born in pain.
他妈妈起名他为亚比斯, 意思就是说, 我就是他妈妈, 生他甚是痛苦。
And so what we know and what we would discover is that names are very significant in Scripture, and they have a variety of functions. For example, a biblical name could record some aspects of a person's birth. Moses was given his name because his mother drew him out of the river, Exodus chapter 2, verse 10. And his name literally means to draw out.
首先我们要知道在犹太人的文化当中, 名字是带着意义的,好像我们中国人一样。第一个意义就是,名字它的意义是有功能性的,它就是记录一个人在出生的某一方面。比方来讲,摩西这个名字就是从水里拉上来的意思。
Biblical names also sometimes express the parents' reaction to the birth of their child. So, for example, it would include Isaac in Genesis chapter 21, verse 6, which means laughter.
有时候名字也反映父母对孩子出生, 当时的情形, 比方来讲, 以撒, 这个名字就是嬉笑的意思, 就是莎拉, 亚伯拉罕的太太, 她说, 神使我嬉笑, 他还说, 凡听见的, 必与我一同嬉笑。
We find the name Abimelech in Judges chapter 8, verse 31, which means, my father is king.
在士师记8章31节, 讲到基甸的儿子,有一个叫亚比米勒, 他的意思就是,我父是王。
And biblical names were sometimes used to secure the solidarity of family ties, or biblical names could be used to communicate God's message.
有时候名字是要来团结整个家族, 有时候名字也用来传达神的信息。
The prophet Isaiah named his son Shear-Jashub, which means a remnant shall return.
比方来讲, 以赛亚的长子名叫施雅, 雅俗, 他的意思就是渔民必回归的意思。
And biblical names were also used to establish affiliation with God. And so all of the names ending with Jah or El, and there are many of those in Scripture, are saying with the Lord or with God. And so what we find here with Jabez is that he was given this name, and it would be carried with him throughout his life, and it was this negative stigma that would seem to never go away.
你读圣经的时候也常常发现到圣经里面的人物，如果他的名字的后面 那三个字是J-A-H, 而且是E-L, 这个是代表神与他同在的意思。 那么亚比斯这个名字呢, 他一生就好像如影随形的样, 一个羞辱的记号。
And so we're looking at some of the challenges, really, that Jabez had to deal with. He didn't let his past, he didn't let his present determine his future. And he started out with this negative connotation of his name. And then we discover in Scripture that not only did he have to deal with the challenge of this name, but he had to deal with his challenging family.
那么从亚比斯这个名字，我们看到他的人生就有很多的挑战。他要应付家人的关系，他也一直活在这个负面的名字的当中。
And so we don't really know this for sure, but if we can just kind of read between the lines a little bit here in Scripture, I think we would realize that perhaps there is a situation throughout a life with Jabez's mother.
那么虽然我们不完全明白他个人所的处境，但是我们从字里行间呢，就看到他跟他的家人关系呢，常常会遇到一些冲突。比方来讲，他的妈妈给他取这个名字，对他来讲就是一个很大的影响。
And the first hint of that is what mother would name their child a negative name, right? I mean, we just really don't find moms going through the baby book of names, looking for names that mean born loser or will never amount to anything, that type of thing.
那么你想想，那世界上哪有一个母亲把自己的儿子取一个负面的名字呢？但难道在这个婴儿的名录上面找到这些名字吗？比方来讲，有没有母亲要把他的儿女命名为这个天生的失败者或者无用的东西，有没有这样子的妈妈？
And so second on one of those hints here, on top of choosing the name for her son, can you kind of imagine, I don't know what happens at your birthday parties, but can you kind of imagine what took place at every birthday party for this kid? Do you know, his mother might say, do you know what I went through and the amount of pain that I had to endure to bring you into this world?
那么从亚比斯的名字，我们也可以想象到，每一年过生日的时候，他妈妈就会跟他讲，就是因为你使我多受痛苦。
And she just might continue to say that and just say, do you, Jabez? Do you know how much pain you caused my life?
然后他妈妈就说他，你知道吗，儿子，你使到我的生命是多么的苦楚。
And then and the third hint to us that there might have been some challenges in the family is this, that he might have had to deal with his brothers as well. So the text tells us that he was more honorable, right, than his brothers. And if they had a normal relationship, there was probably some jealousy, there was probably some teasing, maybe even bullying, and probably some practical jokes that probably went a little bit too far all of the years that Jabez was growing up.
那么他跟他妈妈的关系是有一个阴影，不但如此，他跟他弟兄也有一些很大的挑战，因为第九节这样子说，他比弟兄更尊贵。那么这样子你可以想象到，这样子很容易引起弟兄们的嫉妒、揶揄、戏弄跟威胁。
And then we discover here in Scripture that Jabez had suffered or was suffering from some sort of pain. And so in verse 10, he tells God that he wants to be free from the pain.
那么在第十节有讲到亚比斯的本身，他自己说他遭遇患难受艰苦，这是他自己的吗？还是因为他的存在影响别人有患难跟艰苦吗？不但怎么样，他就是求神救他脱离这种的艰难。
And if we were to look in another translation of Scripture, it would tell us that Jabez doesn't want to cause any more pain. And so whether he is in pain or if he's causing pain, it's very troubling to him. And so there it talks about he's not letting his past or his present determine what's going to happen in the future.
那么亚比斯也不是一个自私的人，他不但觉得自己碰到这些困难，他也不愿意他自己的存在使到别人受的困难，因此他求神搭救他，而且他最大的挑战乃是不要让他的现在的处境跟过去的情形长大的过程当中 然后影响他前面的道路。
And we find here that his prayer was very simple, and he said, even amidst some of these challenges that we can probably assume were taking place, he prayed, God, bless me, enlarge my territory, let your hand be with me, he prayed.
虽然如此，亚比斯恒切的祷告说明他对前途的看法是光明的，是有盼望的，所以他的祷告是非常的简单。他说：“扩张我的境界，常与我同在，保佑我不遭遇患难，不受艰苦。”
And these statements that Jabez prayed are all statements from someone who knows that he has a better future and a greater destiny than what his past would determine, what his present situation might determine, because he is focused on God and the future that God has planned for him.
从他的祷告，我们知道他对前途的看法是光明的，是有盼望的，因为他的注意力乃是焦聚在神的身上。
And the same is true for you and I as well. We have a better future. We have a greater destiny that God has planned for us and that He wants us to enter into. And we can't let our past hurts, habits, and hang-ups keep us from our destiny.
同样，我们今天也不应该让我们的过去、现在决定我们的将来。因为我们知道我们的将来，我们的归属是光明的，是有盼望的。
Nor can we let our present situations keep us from our destiny.
我们也不要让现在的情形影响到
all that God wants for us.
我们的前面的道路。
Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 3 that we are to forget what is behind and strain on toward what is ahead.
保罗给我们设立一个很好的榜样，在腓立比书三章十三节，他这样子说：“忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上头召我来得的奖赏。”
And in that activity of advancing toward the greater destiny that God has for us, Paul tells us that we must press on. If there's going to be challenges, there's going to be difficulties, but we must press on toward the goal to win the prize that God has called us headward for.
在人生的困难的路途当中，保罗告诉我们，我们要向着标杆直跑，要记得在耶稣基督里从上头召我来的奖赏。
Here's the second characteristic of Jabez that we can find in Scripture.
那么亚比斯第二个的特征是怎么样呢？
Verse 9 tells us that he was more honorable than his brothers.
第九节说，亚比斯比他众弟兄更尊贵。
So honor simply means to be esteemed or to be approved.
尊贵就是被敬仰、被尊重、被认可的意思。
The word more here is used because it's in a comparative relationship to his brothers.
这里讲的他比他的弟兄更尊贵。这个是一个比较的文法
and it wasn't necessarily because his brothers were dishonorable, but it was just because Jabez was more honorable.
那这并不是说他的弟兄是可耻的，是卑鄙的，乃是讲到亚比斯是比他的弟兄更尊贵，是个比较的。
Jabez chose to live differently. His life represented a life where we would find out in the next verse that God chose to bless him and to grant him all of his requests.
其实亚比斯中心的意思就是说，他要过一个不同的生活，是一个神要我们活出来的生活。
And the same could be true for you and I as well. When we choose to live a life differently from those around us and choose to live life according to how God wants us to live, God will bless us.
同样的，今天我们也一样，我们要拒绝活在一个不改变的生活当中。我们必须要下决心过一个不同的生活，过一个神要我们过的生活。这样子呢，神就不应允我们所祈求的。
And so over this series, I don't know if you've thought about it, I don't know if you've picked up on it, but there's been this underlying theme throughout most, if not all of the messages that I've shared with you during this Mission Possible series.
我在这个在神凡事都能这个系列当中呢，不就讲了好几篇道，但是所有的道我讲过的都有一个共同点，就是要顺服。
And that theme that has gone in and out of all most of the stories is the theme of obedience.
所以整个系列当中，神就告诉我们，必定要委身顺服。
God wants us, each and every one of us, to live a life of obedience to Him, and it's in that commitment where we see God making the impossible possible throughout all of Scripture.
就是因为我们对顺服这个委身这个决定，神就让我们认为不可能的事情变成可能。
And if we're committed to obedience, if we're truly committed to living life differently, okay, not only will we see the impossible become possible, but we will also experience God's blessings in our lives.
如果我们决定过一个不一样的生活的话，我们不但可以看到不可能的事情变成可能，而且神在我们的生活当中也是给我们莫大的祝福。
From time to time in the series, I've referenced Deuteronomy chapter 28. And let me just read parts of this chapter so that we'll better understand this necessity of living different and living a life of obedience to God.
如果你们还记得的话，在整个系列当中呢，我常常提到一段圣经，就是在这个《申命记》二十八章，从这圣经当中呢，我们马上要读了，我们可以看出这个委身顺服的重要性。
Listen to the first part of Deuteronomy chapter 28. Here's what it says. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all of His commands that I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all of the nations on earth.
申命记二十八章第一到第二节，你若留意听从耶和华你神的话，谨守遵行他一切的诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的，他必使你超乎天上万民之上。你若听从耶和华你神的话，以下就是申命记继续写下去的话。
And verse 2 tells us here, and all these blessings, if we live a life of obedience, all these blessings will come upon us and accompany us if we obey the Lord our God. And then the rest of that down to verse 14 tells us about all the blessings that God will give to us if we obey Him.
你若听从耶和华你神的话，这以下的福气必追随你，临到你身上。圣经就把所有的福气写在经文上面。
And then if we were to look at verse 15 and following, it says, listen, but if you do not obey, all of these curses are going to be upon your life.
但是从另外一个角度来看，你若不听从耶和华你神的话，不谨守遵行他的一切诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的，这以下的咒诅必追随你，临到你身上。圣经也把这些咒诅列在经文当中。
And we have to ask ourselves this question, this internal retrospective question. Am I living a life?
那么我们现在就要反省一下，到底我现在有没有过一个委身顺服的生活呢？
Am I living a life that is markedly different from those around me? And am I living a life that is fully obedient to God?
我们有没有过一个不一样的生活？我们有没有完完全全的信靠顺服呢？
And if the answer to that is yes,
如果你的答案是对的话，
that's the thing that makes us honorable in God's sight.
这样子的话，我们就比别人更加尊贵。
Here's another characteristic of the life of Jabez. It's this. Jabez was willing to make or to be bold in his requests.
那么第三个亚比斯的特征就是他愿意抓住神的应许，愿意神听他的祷告。
So we find this in verse 10, the first part of it, in his request to God to bless him, he was praying for a specific gift from God for a specific time and a specific purpose to bring increase into his life.
从他的祷告文当中，我们看到他的祷告就是愿神祝福我，祝福他，就是这个求一个非常特定的礼物，特定的时间，特定的目标。
And we have to remember that as believers that it's really God's nature to bless his people.
其实这个本来就是神自己的属性， 他愿意祝福他的子民。
He tells Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, I will make you a great nation, I will bless you, and your name will be great, and you will be a blessing.
第一个例子就是创世纪十二章第二节，我就是上帝，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
In Genesis chapter 32, it's the story of Jacob, and Jacob tells God that he will not let him go unless God blessed him.
在创世纪三十二章第二十六节，一个很熟悉的故事，就是雅各向神祷告，他说：“你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。”
Psalm 72 verse 17 tells us that his name shall endure forever, his name will continue as long as the sun, and men will be blessed in him, and all of the nations shall call him blessed.
72篇17节，诗人这样子说，他的名要存到永远，要留存如日之久，人要因他蒙福，万国又称他为有福。
And Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 tells us that blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
保罗在以弗所书一章第三节这样子说，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Now at first glance, when we're reading through the scripture, we might think that Jabez is perhaps praying kind of a selfish prayer, and that he's thinking about getting more and more and more and more stuff.
But 我们看看亚比士的祷告文，乍看，一来就看到好像他是一个自私的祷告，要神赐福给他，赐福给他，赐福给他。
But Jabez knew that God's blessings in his life wasn't just for his own personal benefit, but that it was also for the benefit of those around him. And so we have to understand that God's blessing is spiritual prosperity that is to be shared with people around us.
但是你慢慢思想的好，他的祷告乃是，叫别人得福。这个是一个很重要的功课，让我们的祷告的时候能够想到别人。
So this characteristic here is that Jabez was willing to be bold in his request, and he asked God to bless him. And then secondly, we can read here that he asked God to enlarge his territory.
那么我们看到他的祷告是非常一个勇敢的祷告，非常一个大胆的祷告。第二个，他说求神扩张他的境界。
And so when Jabez prayed this prayer, he was just kind of asking God to remove his limited sight of what God could do in his life.
基本上警戒是我们眼间眼看到的，他的意思就是不要把神放在这个盒子里面，不要限制神。
And it was just like he was praying, God, listen, I'm so tired of limiting what you can do through me. Remove those limitations from me, God.
其实他的祷告就是，我现在已经很疲倦，常常把我的祷告放在一个盒子里面，求神帮助我把这个界限挪走。
And the truth for us here is this: when our territory remains small, it's because we have chosen to limit the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
当我们的境界是小的时候，其实是我们的自由意志去限制圣灵的工作。
God's choice is always to increase our territory and to increase our influence wherever we might go. But it's us who keeps God in this box, and due to our limited sight, we limit God and what He wants.
其实神的心意乃是要扩张我们的境界，让我们基督徒对世界上的影响力一直的扩大。
And so if I posed a question for us today, it would be this: How are we limiting God, or what God wants to do in us and through our church? Is it a lack of faith and trust?
那么我们就要问自己，我们怎么样会做到，我们就为什么会，限制神的作为呢？不管在我们个人生活当中，在我们服事教会的领域当中。
Is it a lack of vision?
是不是因为我们没有属灵的眼光呢？
Is it disobedience or unfaithfulness?
也许我们不够顺服。
Is it something else?
Maybe, 也许还有其他的
What would happen if we stopped putting limitations on God to make the impossible possible?
那么我们想想, 如果我们把这些限制拿开, 是不是可以把我们认为不可能的事情变成可能呢?
What would happen if we just simply allowed God full reign and control in our lives? And what would happen if we fully surrendered everything to Him and prayed this prayer, God, enlarge my territory?
但是如果我们愿意把这个捆绑拿走的时候, 我们祷告说, 扩张我的警戒, 会有什么的结果呢?
Here's another part of Jabez's bold request. He said, let your hand be with me.
第二个祷告就是, 神啊,
so what Jabez was really asking here was this, God, may I have your favor?
其实他的意思就是让神给他神从神来的恩惠。
And so the word favor in Scripture is one of those words that we can easily overlook.
这个恩惠这个字, favor, 我们常常就忽略掉。
And the reason for that part of it is because we're more likely to use the word favor when we're asking someone to do us a favor.
因为我们为什么会忽略呢?因为我们的领会就是以为恩惠这个意思就是找人家去帮你一个忙。
Or perhaps we'd use the word when we were referencing a sports team that is favored to win a particular game.
也许你看球赛的时候,你偏爱某一方,
But now in Scripture, when we look at this word favor, it means to have the divine influence upon the heart and its reflection in the life. It is the spiritual condition of a person governed by the power of divine grace.
其实圣经的意思,这个恩惠这个意思,就是让上帝影响我的心,好叫我把他的恩惠反映出来。
And so when we come boldly before God and we ask God for favor, we are saying that not only do we want His influence in our lives, but that in turn, we will reflect that influence to the world around us.
当我们大胆地求上帝与我们同在,赐给他的恩惠的时候,其实就是意思就是说神圣的恩典的能力,塑造我们属灵的光景,好像我们可以大胆 求他的恩惠,让神的影响力在我身上,可以反映出来,去影响别人。
And what happens so often is that we want God's blessing and we want His favor, but when we get it, that carnal nature just kind of kicks in and we stop doing those things that got us His favor and His blessings in the first place.
但是在这个过程当中是一个不断循环增长的一个 步骤就是我们行神的旨意的时候我们得福气,但是我们得的福气的时候呢,我们更要行神的旨意,但是最后一步我们常常去忽略。
And you know the Israelites are a perfect example of how that happened, and so we have to know that when we pray for God's hand to be upon us, that there will be a requirement from us.
当我们向神祈求的时候,神也有点对我们要求。
And then we see Jabez praying for two more things. He says, Lord, would you keep me from harm and remove the pain?
但是我们再看看亚比斯的祷告,还有两件事情,他求神保护他,不遭患难,也保护他不受艰苦。
There are times in our lives when we have to approach God boldly in prayer, just as Jabez has done here.
在我们生活当中,我们 应该常常去大胆地向神大声祈求,像亚比斯一样。
And we have to ask God to keep us from harm. We have to ask God to keep us from pain that is often caused by physical, emotional, relational, financial, and yes, even at times spiritual situations that we have to deal with.
那么我们在求神移去这个患难的时候,这个患难呢,可能是肉体上的,情绪上的, 人际关系上的,钱财上的,但是我们可以祈求向他挪去,因为他是我们的天父。
God cares for us and He's going to watch over us during these times.
因为他爱我们, 他也保护我们。
And then the fourth characteristic.
还有一个亚比斯的, 特征就是,
is found also in verse 10, and it's the knowledge that we have now that Jabez lived under God's favor.
我们从经文就看到亚比斯活在神恩惠的翅膀之下。
And so we already talked about what God's favor looks like, and the result here is that God granted Jabez all that he requested.
我们看到神的恩惠就是听他所有的祷告。
Paul tells us in Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
保罗在腓立比书第四章第六节也这样子教导我们,应当一无挂虑,只要凡事借着祷告,祈求和感谢,将你们所要求的告诉神。
And then Jesus tells us in John chapter 14, verse 14, that we can ask him anything in his name and he will do it.
另一句很宝贵的经文就是约翰福音14章第4节,这是耶稣讲的话,他说,你们若奉我的名求什么,我必成就。
And so what would you request from God today?
那么今天你有什么事情要向我们的天父, 祈求呢?
What's happening in your life where you need God to step in and to make the impossible possible?
在什么情况之下你需要神, 进入插入你的生活当中, 去帮助你呢?
No matter what it is,
不管是什么事情,
God will do that for us according to his will and to his purpose.
神给我们的应许就是他必应允我们的祷告。
And friends, listen, that's what this whole series has been about. It's been about turning those impossible situations into possibilities.
我们整个系列的中心的思想, 就是把我们看成不可能的事情在神的手中, 必定可能。
My request of God is this. My impossible situation that I know he can make possible is that he would truly be the God of this city and this community.
我自己也碰到一些困惑,有些事情我觉得不可能,但是我相信他必定成为可能,就是他对我们的社区,他对上帝的城市,就是我们的周遭的范围,有特别的旨意。
My request of God is that he would mend families and friendships and that he would heal the broken and the hurting.
这个难成就的事情在神是可能的,就是祈求所有争闹的家庭再次和好。My
request of God today is that he would set the addict free and that he would supply for the needy and that he would breathe new life into the dying.
第二就是失去的友谊再次复活,破碎的心灵得着医治,受伤的人可以恢复健康。
My request of God today is that he would renew and revive churches that are declining and that he would save those who are lost.
缺乏的人得了供应,死在罪恶当中的人得了生病,冷淡的教会得了福清,世上的人找到他的牧人。
That's my prayer and that's my song today. Greater things are yet to come. Greater things will be done.
这是我的诗歌,这是我的祷告。我相信神
Let me pray for us, and then we're going to close with a song called God of the City.
我们等一下会唱一首诗歌,就是上帝的城市。God,
we thank you for our time here today.
我们的主,谢谢你这段宝贵的时间。And
God, I pray that our request of you would be bold.
我们祈求我们可以大胆地向你祷告。
God, I pray that you would bless with favor and beyond measure the House of Christ Love Church.
我们愿意你的恩惠上天下流的流到我们这个世,
God, I pray that you would bless and give us favor in the life of the Fishkill Church of the Nazarene and all of the other churches in our community.
我们为我们, F-Con Church跟我们主爱之家祷告, 让你的恩惠丰丰富富的 临到你的子民的当中。
And God, I pray desperately that you would be the God of the city.
我们切切地祈求, 让你 在这个社区当中，这个城市当中做主做王。
In your name we pray, amen.
我们祷告乃是奉耶稣基督的圣灵，阿门。